I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to 1 Minute Podcast Tips, the show that helps you be a better podcaster in just a minute a week. If you want more specific tips just for you and your podcast, check out the Magic Mike membership at oneminutepodcasttips.com/support. And now, this week's episode. In last week's episode, I shared how to get the best audio quality before you even start recording. And I'll leave a link to that in the show notes so you can check that episode out. But when it comes to the quality of your audio file, what should you use? Should you use WAV or MP3? While it's true that WAV files are better quality than MP3 files, that's not the case if the WAV file has been compressed. So if you do use a WAV file, make sure it's lossless, and that's the best quality for recording. However, when it actually comes to publishing your episodes, I always recommend MP3 files, and there's a few reasons for that. But the main one is the size of the file. Because of the higher quality, WAV files are a lot larger than MP3 files. If you took an average 30-minute episode that didn't have a huge bitrate or sample rate, then you're looking at about 30 megabyte for an MP3 file. For a WAV file, on the other hand, you're looking at 300 megabyte. If you're looking at an hour episode, the MP3 file becomes 60 megabyte, while the WAV file jumps up to 600 megabyte. And because of that extra data, it can actually cause playback issues on podcast apps. Apple Podcasts, for example, won't allow episodes that are over 150 megabytes in size to be downloaded to someone's cell device if using their cell phone data. This is to protect the listener's data plan from not being impacted too much by the size of the episode download. So, as a general rule, record and edit in WAV, and then export and publish in MP3. Until the next time, happy podcasting. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy 1 Minute Podcast Tips, be sure to share with your friends and other podcasters so they can enjoy it too. Until the next time, happy podcasting.